Okay, everyone, please welcome with me Rohan and Jose for some more Kubernetes fun.
All right, welcome everyone. We're here to discuss a relatively new feature that just made it in, that made it into Rook. It's about how Rook can now use persistent volumes to access its storage, rather than going through local hosts directly in Kubernetes. A fair warning, this may contain opinion, speculations, and bad jokes that are entirely our fault. Please do not blame Red Hat, IBM, or the Rook project for anything we may or may not say. All right, who are we? I'm Jose, I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat. I've been in and around storage for 10 years. I work with OpenShift Container Storage, or OCS, with a focus on Rook and Ceph. I'm a project lead for the OCS operator, which we will not be discussing in this talk. That comes later. And I tend to like hitting things, mostly drums. Over here we have Rohan Gupta. He graduated from college in 2018. So young. He also works in OCS with me. He likes watching anime and riding motorbikes. All right, and here's where we're going to go. We're going to go through a bit of a setup. I'm going to skip a couple slides since most of you were already here for the Rook talk. And then we're going to go over how OSDs worked then and now, and hopefully give a proper demo, network permitting. All right, to start, storage in Kubernetes. Who here is familiar with general storage in Kubernetes, PVs, PVCs, and all that? All right, most of you, this should be fairly easy. All right, so you have PVs, which are the representation of the actual storage volumes in Kubernetes. You have PVCs, which represent a user or developer request to use storage. And you have storage classes, which are a point of PVCs to get access to and bind to PVs. Here's the general flow in a relatively small diagram. Slides will be available online if you want to look at it later. But basically, the user creates the persistent volume claim. The admin or operator creates the storage class. The PVC talks to the storage class, which talks to the storage backend, creates the persistent volume, which then gets mounted by the pod. All right, now to the new stuff, raw block PVs. This just went beta in 1.16. I believe, and it allows Kubernetes to present storage to containers basically without a formatted file system. So if you've heard about block storage in Kubernetes before this time, you weren't actually getting like actual block storage. What you were getting was a file system formatted onto a block device. But now with raw block PVs, Kubernetes is able to present just a file, because you know it's Linux, that represents the block storage device, the block storage device that can be used by the application running in the container. And many applications like databases, MongoDB, Cassandra, already are capable of leveraging block devices for their storage with, you know, no additional configuration needed. Some of them require additional configuration if you want to use a pre-formatted file system. And, you know, generally avoiding the file system layer will tend to increase I/O performance and give you lower latency. So this was a much asked for feature for a while in Kubernetes. And the way they implemented this, or the interface that they implemented for doing this, is called the volume mode, which is a new field in both PVCs and PVs that specify... Aha, I was wrong. It went beta in Kubernetes 1.13. There we go. So this basically takes one of two values and specifies how you want to access the volume, either in file mode, which is the default backwards compatible default. The backwards compatible default. Or block, which is how you activate the new feature. And this field must match in both the PVC and the PV. This is similar to, you know, any other required field in a PVC that must match to a given PV to be bound to it. Here you have the YAML, because, you know, lovely YAML, don't we all love it? And you see down on the left, in regular file volume mode, you can just omit this field, right? Because it defaults to file, and it would be the same in a PVC. And over on the right, you see the normal way of specifying where a PVC gets mounted inside the container using the volume mounts field, specifying the name of the PVC and the mount path where it appears. And you know, that's where the file system gets mounted. Volume mode block, on the other hand, you can't omit the volume mode, obviously. Even if you're using, so the support of whether you can use file or block is determined on a case-by-case basis for each storage provider in Kubernetes. So even if you choose a storage provider that somehow only supports volume mode block, those may come, you still need to specify volume mode block because obviously it will default to file, and if your storage provider doesn't support file, your PVC and PV won't bind. The thing to note is that there is now also a new field in the pod spec called volume devices. This is where you again